Nick Parks.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, lovely to see you all here. It is a great honour for me to be here, because the people who've won this award, I was in short trousers and playing with Plasticine when they were legends, national treasures, really, and long may they carry on to be so. Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick.
I told Martin in 1962, if we carried on long enough, we'd get an award.
I'd like to say how grateful I am to this man for learning to play the fiddle again after he was ill. I would like to go on record to say how proud I am of him, and I'm also extraordinarily proud of his wife, who's an artist called Jill Banks.
Jaggytop out one day out walking, heard the squire, the lady talking. Jack heard him to the lady say, tonight with you, love, I mean for the lay. Follow do right, I'm here all right, follow do. Just tie the string all around your finger, let the other end dangle down from your window. I'll come by, pull on the string, you come down, love, and you let me in. Follow to right, there all right, follow to. Says Jack, oh, why don't I venture? See if a poor sailor can't win this treasure. So he went by, pulled on the string. She come down now, and she let him in. Follow to right, follow all right, follow to. Jack never had seen such a sight before. Her string round her finger was all she wore. Her. Open up the door when he pulled on the string, pull back the covers and she let Jack in. Follow to right, follow all right, follow the do. It's not gonna be longer. When he got there, no string he found, but all his hopes was all dashed to the ground. Follow do, follow right, follow do. Jack lay in her arms all the long night, and she woke up in terrible fright. But there lay Jack in his tarry shirt. The hole in his face was all covered in dirt. Hello, do right, hello, right, hello, do. What do you want? Oh, you nasty sailor, stealing my chamber, for to steal my treasure. No, he says, I pull on the string, you come down, love, and you let me in. Follow do right, follow all right, follow the do. Jack says to her, pardon, I pray, I'll steal away at the break of day. No, she says, don't you go far, for I never will part from my little Jack Tar. Follow do right, follow all right, follow do.
Seed, bud, flower, fruit, never gonna grow without berries. Fresh,
Jackson Hall. Away, boys, let them go. Out in the wind and the rain and snow. We've lost more than we'll ever know. Round the rocky shores of England.
This is Fisherman's Friends from Portland.
Away, boys, let them go.
All the way from Cornwall.
We've lost more than we'll ever know. Round the rocky shores of England. All the way, boys, let them go. Out in the wind and the rain and snow. We've lost more than we'll ever know. Round the rocky shores of England. All the way, boys, let them go. Out in the wind and the rain and snow. We've lost more than we'll ever know. Round the rocky shores of England. All the way, boys, let them go. Out in the wind and the rain and snow. We've lost more than we'll ever know. Round the rocky shores of England.
Thank you very much. I'm here to give this to someone who's been a professional musician for 50 years this year. And something I share with Thunderbirds, Cliff Richard, Roy Orbison, Tubby Hayes, Brownie McGee, Ronnie Scott, Stan Tracy, John Lee Hooker, Tim Buckley, Sonny Terry, John McLaughlin, Mark Bolan, Nick Drake, Kate Bush, Sandy Denny, Talk Talk, Tumani Jabati, John Martin, Roseanne Cash, and of course Pentangle and Richard Thompson. We've all entrusted our bottom end into the firm hands of a master. A master who used to have practice written above his bedroom door when he was a kid. But it's not his extraordinary musicianship that I'm really here for, because this is a man who, when I went to visit him at St. Mary's Paddington, because he's always had a bit of trouble with his ticker in recent years, I was amazed to see that everybody knew him, everybody loved him, and everyone felt better just because he was in the same room that they were in. He's an extraordinary man, and when I was asked if I'd present this award, there was no question. I'm very proud to give this Lifetime Achievement Award to Danny Tiger Thompson.
He can talk. While countries are chucking lumps of bombs at each other, he's bringing them all together playing tunes, which is far more sensible. Peter Gabriel. I can't believe that a life of selfish irresponsibility can end up with this. How'd you like that, masters at my school? A Londoner getting a folk award. What next? Seriously, I'd really like to have a laugh, but I must dedicate this to some very fine people. My first wife, Daphne, for chucking in an acting career and bashing a typewriter so I could practice and try and make it as a musician. Thanks to her. My love for the last 30 years, best friend, wife, who never complains when I'm away, when I come back, when I've no money, when I... Sylvia. I love you. And something we can all relate to, is the fact that I'm really sad about my son, because he missed out on having Sundays with his dad, football matches. He got his own back. He became a drummer. It's my boy Dan Jr. Thank you very much. And I'll just say that usually this is the kiss of death, because people think, can't phone him anymore, too flash, cost too much, always working. Please keep phoning, I'll do it.
plans are made for pulling us through, but there are people in this world who don't think like you.
Sandy, obviously, I'm just lucky that I was there in the band when we passed her audition. Looking around the room, I guess that probably there's a fair percentage of us who have got personal memories of Sandy as a three-dimensional, real person. But for the rest of us who didn't have the good luck to meet her, she'll just be a bit of a mystery, represented by her music, her lyrics, and her unique voice and presentation. If you're in that group, you really did miss out on meeting a very special woman. In this, who knows where the time goes, it's her signature song, perfectly pithy and precise with not a wasted word, written when she was still making the passage from girliness to womanliness. She was far too experienced, seemingly, to distill so absolutely the simple truths that are outlined therein. The images we know so well from her later work, they're all referenced here. The endless, restless ocean, the whirling birds and their effortless freedom. The personal qualities she valued above all, her own self-reliance and independence, balanced by the need for love and loyalty from those around her. Finally, and in confusion, it's easy at an awards ceremony, even one populated by people as grounded and sensible as we all are, to think that these trophies are take-it-or-leave-it ephemera. Well, that might be true, but only till you get your hands on one. So on behalf of Sandy, thank you all for voting for this. Thank you.
petals and the thorns. The storms out on the oceans. The souls who will be born. And every drop of rain that falls. And the thorns. The sun is on the cemetery. Leaves are on the stones. There never was a place on earth. Felt so much like home. We're falling like the velvet petals. We're bleeding and we're torn. But God is in the roses and the thorns.
Try it again. All 16 men. them overboard into a watery grave. The courage it was called. A hero brave and bold. The courage it was called on board that night. Now back at Penley Point, where time stood still, where 12 young children cried for their father's kill. A nation shed tears for years as the news went round. The constant courage of our Solomon Brown. The courage it was called.
It's time now for a really, really, really special performance. I don't think I'm overstating the case when I say that this has to be one of the most influential bands of all time. They've sold millions of albums, but they've not been on stage together for more than 30 years. Please welcome to the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, Pentangle.
She lay dreaming on her. Well, we're going to do one more for you. Even trickier to get together than the last one was. So, and it's called Light Flight, this one.
Pentangle to stay backstage for a moment because we'd like to present them with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And our presenter tonight is somebody whose BBC career began in the early 1950s when he produced a series of television programmes about folk music presented by no less a figure than Alan Lomax. He was one of my childhood heroes, and as a television presenter he's brought us Life on Earth, The Living Planet, The Blue Planet, and Planet Earth, amongst many other series. He's a true pioneer of wildlife documentaries and knighted for his contribution to broadcasting, as well as being voted one of the icons of the 20th century. I believe this man has done more for broadcasting than almost anybody else on the planet. And by broadcasting, I mean great broadcasting. Please welcome Sir David Attenborough.
very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You are very kind. It is a huge privilege to be here and to make this particular award. And as Mike has just explained, I go back to television prehistory. In 1953, Alexander Palace, everything live, and I had the luck to do those programs that Mike's mentioned with Alan Lomax. And names like Ewan McCall and Burt Lloyd and Shirley Collins, who I'm happy to see, is here tonight. So I was lucky to be around and to meet all these great people. And I remember very well in the 60s, there were two acoustic guitarists whose sheer musicianship and virtuosity absolutely blew the mind. A vocalist and a very good, wonderful bass player and drum player. And they produced music which I knew and you would have known and we all knew owed a great deal, owed its wellspring to folk. But it was put together with such dazzling, electric excitement and complexity that it thrilled us all. And it's that group that has got this award, and the name of the group is Pentangle.
I have to first of all apologise. I've not played for 10 years. I'm sure you noticed that. But anyway, sorry. Thanks very much. I would just like to say one line from my favourite group, which is Steely Dan. And it goes like this. It's not a one-night stand. This is a real occasion. Thank you.
My hero, Bert Yanks.
Well, I didn't actually honestly think it would actually transpire, but here it is. It's the first time we've been together, really, literally, for almost 30 years. And I'm very proud of it. Thank you. Thank you.
bed. The chambermaid prepared. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the lakes of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the lakes of London town. She asked me to bed, I'd go. Immediately I did consent, and along with this remained there. I went up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the lakes of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the lakes of London town. Her cheeks were white, her lips were there. I kissed her as she lay in bed. As soon as she was fast asleep, out of the bed, by the creek, I was up to the ribs, down to the chicks, up to the ribs of London town. I was up to the ribs, down to the chicks, up to the ribs of London town. I was up to the ribs, down to the chicks, up to the ribs.
Song from the Penguin Book of Misogynist Folk Ballads, and we're going to follow on with a couple of tunes.